Bunbury 4x4 is the home of Ironman 4x4 in the southwest. They pride themselves on designing products to suit a wide range of old and new vehicles, including suspension, bull bars, battery trays, and more. Visit bunbury4x4.com.au.
We have Gavin Bell, the West Coast Eagles General Manager of Football, joining us on the show today. Gavin, welcome.
Thanks, Duff. Thanks for having me.
So, Gav, it was a tough watch on the weekend, almost three quarters without a goal. What is the verdict on what you think happened?
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, we had a tough day after quarter time. There's no doubt about that, Duff. The Bulldogs were able to score and score too easily against us during that phase of the game, in particular the second quarter. We saw a lot of improvement in some of the areas that we're working on around the contest, the stoppage work, the clearance numbers, and getting the ball inside 50. But we need to improve across a number of areas, and we've talked a lot about trying to get front half football. And we weren't able to do that on the weekend. Whilst we got the ball in there, we weren't able to keep the ball in the forward line. So, lots to learn from the game and plenty to work on as we prepare for Sydney.
So there are three things that Adam Simpson has said through summer that you want. You want contest win, clearance win, and forward half footy. Now, you won the clearances. You are, I think, minus six in contested possession, and obviously you do your own measurements on ground balls. I'm told those numbers are okay as well. You're even in inside 50. But I guess unless those little wins translate eventually to bigger wins, then it becomes a moot point anyway. So how do you get to that point where you're not going three quarters without kicking a goal?
Yeah, well, it is all very much linked, Duff. You're right. They're the areas that we feel we need to build our game on. And, the front half football is a really critical piece that comes to pressure, comes to our defensive system that the coaches have put in place and are trying to educate and improve. So, yeah, we'll go this week with a focus of continuing to try and improve our team defence, trying to keep the ball for more extended periods in our front half, and that'll give us the ability to score. So, restricting them and then transitioning off any turnovers that we can create and score from there.
Clearly, the forward line is an issue for you. There is no Oscar Allen. There won't be an Oscar Allen for 8 to 10 weeks. Is it worth looking at transferring one of Barris and McGovern forward, maybe bringing in Harry Edwards now that he's back from injury to play at the back, try and create another target that gives you a bit of oomph in attack?
I think that there are things that we can look at in the weeks to come, Duff. I think Jeremy was just so good down back for us and saved us a hell of a lot on the weekend that, we'd be really robbing Peter to pay Paul at the moment if we were to move to that solution at this stage. So those are other options. Harry's only played the one game back against Swan Districts on the weekend, but we'll continue to look at how we best give ourselves the chance to score, provide a contest in the forward half and track the ball in there. So, yeah, we brought Jack Williams in, who had a good game in a practice match in the Waffle the week before to give us a different target and a different look. But, it's a whole of system challenge that we have, mate, to try and improve defensively, which will help us offensively.
Adam Simpson was public in saying that in the pre-season that Harley Reid would play halfback with cameos in the middle, and then Harley showed a fair bit, I believe, in a match simulation just before inter-club match practice started, and he's ended up being a midfielder who goes forward. Is there thought being given now to playing him more behind the ball? I know it's a bit of a softer option, but maybe that's a good thing for a kid like a Sheasel does, like a McKercher does at North Melbourne. What we're seeing from Harley is we see some great glimpses early in games, and then he just looks really tired very early in games as well, from that whole, the hurly-burly of the big bodies that he's mixing it with inside. Would you think about shifting him back to halfback?
I mean, again, that's another option for us. At the moment, we've been pleased with the role Harley's playing. We acknowledge he's an 18-year-old up against some on the weekend up against some real champions of the game. So we acknowledge it's going to be challenging for him there, but it's also a great opportunity for him to learn. As we mentioned, our clearance numbers and our work around the contest is continuing to improve. So he's doing his job there as a young man. We're pleased with the progress he's making, but we're certainly not closed-minded to changing him in, or trying him in another position as well.
With a guy like Harley, is the welfare of a player, does that become a concern? It's a tough ask, isn't it, for an 18-year-old kid? I mean, he loves contact. You see him go looking for it in games. He's the modern-day midfielder in that regard. But do you have to step in at some stage and sort of go, okay, let's get the ball in your hands. Let's see how you can use it. Let's see if you can give us some bounce from halfback and just take you out of that really crushing physical contact that you get in the with those big inside mids?
Yeah, potentially, Duff. That's something that we'll continue to monitor and have a good look at. Right now we're pleased with what he's contributing to us and helping us try to improve. Like I said, he's learning a lot. He's playing on some really good players. But I'm sure there'll come a time where we either need to rest him or look after him. Like most first-year players, when they're playing AFL straight up, that we need to manage them and look after them. And we do that with all of our guys, but someone that's playing midfield in the AFL side certainly needs an extra focus, I guess, to make sure he's going well.
Dom Sheed, Liam Ryan, Jai Cully, where are they at in terms of playing waffle and then obviously extrapolating how far away from AFL?
Yeah, well, as we sit here right now, Dom and Jai will play this weekend, which will be great. They've been cleared to play, so all things going well during the week back home, that they'll be out there playing this weekend. And the weekend post that, we're expecting Liam, so that's waffle round three. We're expecting all things going to plan, Liam will play then.
Now, I heard somewhere, it might have been post-match, that you might fly some people to Adelaide to participate in training and get ready for the game against Sydney in Gather Round. Have you thought about who would go and how big the squad you'll have in Adelaide for those games?
We always left ourselves open to if we needed to send anyone home through injury or through performance. So we did send Tyler Brockman home yesterday. He will miss this week's game with concussion. Or being in the concussion protocols. We've put Josh Rotham on a flight to come over, so he'll come over this weekend. He'll come over today and arrive tonight and be around the place tomorrow. And then we'll just assess how things go from there. Duff, we're not looking to take a big squad over here. We're looking to try and have our 24 that we'd normally travel with going into the Adelaide game.
Is that a player development thing as well, Gavin, in that you want a good squad at home to play for your waffle team and get good outcomes there and good development and progress from your younger players?
Yeah, we believe in playing the game is a really important part of developing a player. So whilst coming on the road is a good experience for them, we just think at the moment the best thing for our young guys to do and all of our players, we don't want to leave them out of games for the sake of it. We'd like them to keep playing footy. We've had so many interruptions in the past with guys getting continuity, so we want to maintain that and get them out there and playing football, whether it's with our waffle team or with our AFL team.
Kobe Birgil's not having much luck. I believe he's had appendix out and is going to miss a few weeks.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate. He complained of some stomach soreness, and yeah, thankfully our medical staff were onto it straight away, sent him off for a couple of scans and so on, and then needed to have his appendix removed. So, yeah, disappointing for Kobe. He hasn't had much luck getting a good run at it. He was showing some good signs with his footy at waffle level, so hoping to get him back in the next couple of weeks and then be ready to keep building on what we saw in the summer.
I saw a stat that you've won 21 quarters of footy in the last two seasons and that you have not won a quarter of footy in 12 quarters this season. When you're looking for little wins, how big a concern is that?
Yeah, we've been close a couple of times, and we've given up a score in red time this year. So that's been disappointing. We're looking for improvement. We understand that that's not the be-all and end-all, but it does show signs of improvement for us. So, yeah, any gains that we can make, we're trying to acknowledge, but also certainly not bury our head in the sand with a lot of areas of our game that we need to work on and to improve.
So obviously it wasn't a great outing for your Waffle team. They were beaten by about 10 goals, but probably more competitive than they've been in recent seasons, but still a fair way off. Andrew Gaff had close to 30 disposals. Just Gaff and Darling, what did you make of Jack's game against the Bulldogs? He looked like he was trying really hard without having much impact. And what did you make of Andrew's game at Waffle level, and is he a chance to come back in the coming weeks?
Yeah, as we said with Gaffey, we haven't put a line through Gaffey at all. Watched his game live on the vision on the weekend, so couldn't see everything that he was doing, but certainly around the ball, he worked hard, and his attitude has been outstanding. When he's gone back to the Waffle team, he's embraced what he needs to do. He's taken on the coach's advice, and he's trying his best to get himself back into the side, so really admire him for that. And Jack, yeah, look, we've seen a real increase in his output in games in terms of his effort and energy to make contests and to try and bring the ball to ground. Again, he can have an element where the way the team's playing doesn't help at times. But, yeah, he's getting to work. He's trying to improve in all areas of his game. And, again, we'll just monitor their performances over the next couple of weeks.
Gavin, really appreciate you coming on the show. Obviously, it's been a tough start to the season. Hopefully things go well up there at Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills. Obviously a big ask given what Sydney did to you at the SCG last year, but hopefully we see the start of improvement and better things to come. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Duff.
Gavin Bell, he's the General Manager of Football at West Coast.
There's a new kind of car in the Southwest. Introducing Cherry Bunbury. 7 years unlimited kilometre warranty plus 7 years cap price servicing and full of tech, including a co-pilot, to keep you focused on the road. Learn more by visiting Cherry Bunbury. DL7751.